Throughout history, the spirit of patriotism has prevailed. The battles may have changed, but the values remain the same. Today, in 2024, we find ourselves at a pivotal moment where the call for unity, freedom, and a better future echoes louder than ever. For more than 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been committed to supporting the values that make our nation great. With affordable plans and reliable nationwide coverage, Patriot Mobile is not just a wireless service. It's a call to action for those who believe in the American dream. Because this year is not just any year. It's the most important year since our nation's founding. Choose a wireless carrier that shares your values. Choose Patriot Mobile.
I can promise you one thing. My uncle was not eaten by cannibals.
Yeah, well, me either. I don't have any family members that were ever eaten by cannibals. In fact, I don't know anybody that was ever eaten by cannibals. So I think we're pretty safe from cannibals at this point in history and also here in the world we live in.
I think so. How have you been? And how's is your Gulf Coast as nice as mine?
Yeah, of course it is. You know, this used to be a part of West Florida. And so it's pretty much the same as Pensacola down here on the Mississippi coast. You know, it's interesting. A lot of people don't know that. I always try to bring this up because many people do not know that up until Mississippi became a state, the area south of the 31st parallel, which includes parts of Forest County that, you know, that we are in here in at the radio stations in Forest County, South Forest County, all the way over to Baton Rouge and all the way to the Atlantic was a part of Florida. And so they took parts of Florida and gave it to Mississippi and Alabama so that they could have port access. So that's the way that worked out. It's a long story, but Spanish occupied Florida was all the way to Baton Rouge. So they have also something interesting that I will like to educate folks on this morning in case you didn't know. Sometimes in Louisiana, they will refer to the Florida parishes. And I saw somebody referring to that the other day, and somebody on Facebook who wasn't very smart corrected them and said, there's no such thing as a parish in Florida. And, you know, they had to be educated that there are Florida parishes. That's what they call the ones that are east of Baton Rouge in the Mississippi River.
Yeah, in the early days of the Louisiana Purchase, it was all part of the same territory. You know, this drives to a very interesting point. We get very comfortable with the things we are used to. And we just love complacency and picking up on tomorrow. We can expect tomorrow to be what it is today. I think a dynamic nation like ours is open to change as long as it's not overtaken. We had other countries involved with this nation at one point. My only fear today is that the takeover of the United States by a nation called China might be too egregious. You know, Michael, we have over 270,000 Chinese students, I would say invading, but I won't use that word, that are inside our educational system right now nationwide. Is it no small coincidence they're coming over the border? I mean, they don't look like insurgents and rough people, migrants. They look like people with their tote bags and their suitcase on wheel casters coming through an airport, but they're coming over the southern border and they're the Chinese folks. Now, I don't know where they're coming from or why they're coming, but it seems to me that the number one issue through all the pain and suffering we've been going through lately, the distraction of Israel and the anti-Israel protests going on in the university, is but another distraction in the true takeover of this nation from the millions of people, over almost 10 million people now, under the 3.5 years of the Joe Biden administration, over 10 million people coming over our borders. Some of them admittedly, by Christopher Wray, head of the FBI, admittedly saying threats of terrorism and conspiratorial behavior that has threatened to take this nation down. I think there is a point we are now reaching nationwide that requires the stepping up and the stepping out of every citizen to protect the future of this nation.
I agree with you 100%. And so there's a lot going on out there this week, and I wanted to get an opportunity to talk about some of the things that are going on. Number one is this Supreme Court case that could possibly gut the government's case against Donald Trump, and that is the presidential immunity. Now, we've operated, Gene, I guess, for the last 240-something years under the, I guess, auspices that the president has immunity from acts that he does while he's president. For example, if he accidentally kills an American that's overseas in a drone strike that happened to be in close proximity to a terrorist that he was trying to kill, can the president be sued for that? You see, that's the question you got to ask. And so I think there's definitely got to be some sort of presidential immunity. And I think if they if the Supreme, and it seems like the Supreme Court is, you know, just, you can't tell, Gene, you know this, you've seen a lot of this over the years, from the questions that they ask, you can't tell 100%, but you sort of get a sense that the majority of the Supreme Court justices think this might be a bad move to not allow presidential immunity, because what will it do for the future of this country, for the future presidents, who will be nothing more than figureheads? They won't do anything. They'll be scared they'll get sued or get put in jail.
Well, Trump had a fantastic day in the Supreme Court on this immunity issue in the last 48 hours. The arguments that were presented were almost by even Justice Sotomayor and the other justices brought forward were saying specifically, let us be careful not to take a step too far. Do you hate Donald Trump more than you want to protect the principles of the presidency? Which is worse? Because if you're trying to prevent Donald Trump from using his full authority vested in him from our Constitution, then watch out, folks. The door swings back the other way, and we're going to take a similar hard look at Joe Biden and the presidents before them, who allegedly acted with a heavy hand at times in the scope of their authority. Now, where I think the courts are going to drop and settle on this issue, it'll have to do with defining a sense of normalcy between what's an act and duty under his oath of office that would be protected, that would be immune behavior from prosecution, or personal behavior, like going out and inciting a spying on your opponent, or once elected, using the oath of office to incarcerate the person and tie him up in the courtroom for 6 to 12 months prior to an election, or to go after Mike Flynn or Peter Navarro, Paul Manafort, and the others that were incarcerated or to be incarcerated, like Roger Stone. Roger Stone, who got off any time in prison, but was he was in the sights of the Biden administration and Obama to be put away, are acts that are beyond the scope of authority and duty. The scrubbing of a computer with a product called BleachBit by Hillary Clinton, with 30,000 illegally used a computer that was illegally used for government purpose, sitting in a closet in her home, is an overreach of the authority vested in the presidency or an official act of an appointed official of government, and using that official authority for personal gain is by its very nature treason and criminal. And so I think the Supreme Court is going to find neutral ground. Trump wants full immunity. The Biden administration and the prosecution wants full authority to take that away from him. I think there's going to be a meeting of the minds. They'll settle somewhere in the middle.
I think you're probably right. But I want to bring something up to you, because as we discuss this presidential immunity, some people would say, and you hear this, and maybe rightfully so, that no man is above the law. And, you know, that rings true with a lot of people in this country. No man is above the law. However, I want to point something out to folks this morning. Maybe we haven't thought about this. The president of the United States is the only elected official in our country that is voted in by all 50 states. He's the only one that we all, as a country, get to vote for. He is a little special. And we don't want a president, in my estimation, that's going to be scared to make decisions that are good for this country. And guess what? If it's good for the country, maybe it's good for him too. But that's okay. If he's making decisions that are good for the country, and of course, that is something else that you could argue, right? Is it good for the country? Is what Joe Biden doing good for the country? What he's doing down on the border? Folks, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So do we want to punish him, and do we want to charge him as president for not following the policies or the law, I should say? I mean, where does it stop? And when Joe Biden leaves office, can Donald Trump, if he gets reelected, can he go after Joe Biden? You see, this is a vicious cycle that we will get into, folks. We have to give. The president is a special person in this country. He's unlike any of us. He is the only person that represents each and every one of us in the entire country. I say he's special, and I say we give him special power.
I think our founding fathers intended that, Michael. Well said. Although the White House staff announced this morning that Biden's having trouble walking with his gait from the White House out to Marine One across the White House lawn. From now on, you're going to see him escorted out there with other people around him, just because he doesn't convey that sense that you just described of unique position and authority. In fact, Pelosi, Schumer, and the rest of the cabal around Biden are trying to neutralize some of his authority. The man is now a puppet for the puppeteers, and there is authority vested in that president that should have been pulled from him some time ago under our Constitution. He's not fit to serve, and what we have now is the deep state behind him pulling the strings, whether it's on the budget, whether it's on our policy in Israel and Ukraine, whether it's on our policy in the southern border. The man is not capable. He has caused a crisis that the adversaries of the United States are taking advantage of. And this is the one issue that now moves away from authority vested in a leader to complicit criminal bad behavior. I call it treason. And I think it's not as much about Biden anymore, but I could name 20 people around him that need to be incarcerated for crimes of treason.
Well, look, there is a remedy for a bad president. It's called impeachment. They can do it. They've given the authority to do it. But you got to give the president the authority to do what he needs to do, and he needs immunity. And remember, just because he can't walk to the helicopter doesn't mean anything. FDR had to be pushed everywhere he went. He was a cripple, but his mind was good.
Oh, so I give you that. I want to say you're correct on that point. But his actions, in Biden's case, speak louder than his words. So did FDR's actions speak louder than his physical capabilities. My concern here...
Have a great weekend, Gene.
Best to you, buddy.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.